On rare occasion, life presents a door, the walking through of which can change everything. You are about to enter the Heart of Truth Seminar, and across this threshold lies a return to the source of your personal power and ultimate truth, your soul. Once you remember this truth, healing and happiness will be drawn into your life experience. You're invited to participate fully during the seminar. You're among friends here, kindred spirits at a country retreat. Some will share questions and stories to bring truth into focus around real-life situations. Please listen closely, do the recommended exercises, and experience the awesome emergence of your higher self in the process. This alone can bless your life many times over. Nightingale Conant is privileged to present The Heart of Truth with Neil Donald Walsh.
There are no coincidences, and nothing happens by accident. Each of you are here by divine appointment. How good of you, then, to have accepted this extraordinary invitation. Because this invitation did not come from Vic Conant, it came from God. How good of you to have brought yourself at this time and place to this material, to this truth, to this revealing, to this time of opening and time of sharing. How good of you to be here. These next moments that we will share together can change your life, and you will be the one to decide whether they do. We have brought together to share this moment with you a room full of glorious people, some of whose stories and some of whose experience you will come to know in these next few moments that we spend together on this program. We have gathered together to experience what I call the Truth Seminar. And the Truth Seminar is about creating your truth with regard to the four cornerstones of the human experience. And I'm going to list these four cornerstones of the human experience now in reverse order of importance, and we will discuss them in reverse order of importance. They're all important because they're all cornerstones, but there is just the slightest nuance in the ranking. And so we're going to discuss them and move through them during this program. In reverse order of importance, the least important first, the most important last. Money, love, sex, and God. Is there anything else that matters? No. Not much. You might say health. But if you have these four together, health will come. Lack of health is lack of truth about these four aspects of the life experience. Money, love, sex, and God. Now, in order for us to really share in a quality way in these next moments, we're going to have another agreement. Not just the agreement to be in the room together, but we're going to have a second agreement that has to do with the quality with which we experience our being here. We have to be here in a certain way. Transparently. We must agree if we are to co-create the optimal experience to be in the room transparently. And that will be the experience of what I call total visibility. You must be willing to be totally visible, not just here during our time together, but in life as well. In all of life, total visibility is what is asked. And to the degree that we allow ourselves to move through the life experience totally visibly, with nothing hidden, so transparent that people can see right through us, that the concept even of a hidden agenda would be impossible to hold in our experience. If we're willing to show up in life in that way, almost everything that hurts you now, almost everything that frustrates you now, almost everything that annoys and pains you now, almost everything that stops you now, will go away, will disappear, will vanish. Vanish right before your eyes. It has been said, know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Yet I tell you this, say the truth, be the truth, live the truth, and you shall set yourself free. The lives that you were intended to live on this planet were far more magnificent than the lives you're leading, and I don't care how magnificent is the life you're leading right now. I'm clear that many of you are leading magnificent lives. I'm clear that many of you are leading lives of great joy, of wonder, of excitement, in which you make glorious contributions. I'm clear about that. So this is not about fixing you. This is not about fixing you up. See, no one needs to be made any better. You're all perfectly fine just the way you are. As a matter of fact, that's the first thing that we come to when we understand the largest truth. You're perfect just the way you are. You're perfectly fine. Of course, it's our thought that we're not perfectly fine the way we are that causes us to show up in a way which is not totally transparent. See? And the whole society has done that. We have created a world and a society which has decided to base itself on a bed of secrecy. This is our behavioral code in this society. I call it the secret code. And this code of behavior holds that what you don't know won't hurt you, and that what someone else doesn't know about you won't hurt you either. And so, whether we're talking about our individual personal lives, the way we relate to our husbands and wives and loved ones, our own family members, or our larger social circles, the way we relate to our friends and neighbors, our companions on the road of life, whether we're talking about the larger circle of our commerce and our businesses and our industries, which are based on what are called industrial secrets, whether we're talking about our governments, which consistently on this planet come from a place of what you don't know won't hurt us, or even whether we're talking about our religions and our spiritual movements, so many of which are based in ritual and secret to be kept from the masses. From a standpoint of what I call spiritual arrogance, forgive me if this touches some of you in the wrong place, which come from a place of spiritual arrogance, which suggests that there's something about the largest spiritual mysteries that would be incomprehensible to you, or would be so extraordinary that you couldn't hold it in your reality, so we had better not tell you. And so it was that even as a child, when I would ask my spiritual mentor, why would God do such a thing? More often than not, I received the response, mysterious are the ways of the Lord. It was only later that I understood that was secret code for I don't think I know. And if I did know, I wouldn't tell you, because I don't think you could possibly understand. One of the world's major religions even spent hundreds of years celebrating the most commonly held ritual of that church on a daily basis in a language that nobody understood. And they were trying to hold your interest with this. So we have a whole world society based on secrets. And if you think I'm exaggerating, I want you to look at life as you've experienced it and see if it isn't true that at least in some corners of your experience, you have discovered that in fact society rewards those who don't tell the truth as much as those who do. In fact, maybe even more so. You know, social lies have become, now get this, social lying has become the preferred form of etiquette, as opposed to simply saying what's so. I found this out about 8 years ago when my wife and I, a former wife, not the wife I have now, when my former wife and I were invited to a party. It was a telephone invitation, a kind of a quickie, spontaneous thing on a Saturday night. Phone rang. I picked up the phone, and the question was, would you guys like to come over tonight and play some parlor games? We've just decided to invite a few friends over. And I said, well, you know, actually, it would be fun, but I don't think I want to do that tonight. I was really kind of hoping to just stay in this evening, watch a good movie, and be alone with my sweetheart. And I don't want to come to your house tonight. But thank you for asking me. And I hung up the phone and my wife overheard me. And she said, did you actually tell them that you don't want to go over there? I said, yes. She said, why did you tell them that? I said, I told them that because it was the truth. Well, why didn't you just tell them you couldn't? I said, but I can. I just don't want to. She said, well, that wasn't very polite. See? Our society has decided that the lie is the polite thing and the preferred form of etiquette in many social situations. And if it were just limited to the harmless social situations, we might even come to, well, so what? But it's not. It's everywhere you look, in the important moments of our lives, in what we share with each other about what's really going on and what we're really feeling and how it really is for us. And of course, there's a very good reason why we have come to lie. Isn't that, by the way, anybody see that wonderful movie with Jim Carrey, Liar, Liar? Isn't that great? For 24 hours, he couldn't lie. Wasn't he wonderful trying to get the words out, you know? He couldn't get the lie out. And it's just a marvelous, marvelous movie and a wonderful metaphor for what I'm talking about. Do you remember when he made love with the woman, his boss? She said, how was it? He said, I've had better. Then he turned to himself, I've had better. Gosh, wouldn't it be great if tomorrow for the next 24 hours, all we did was tell the truth about everything? Dare you, double dare you. See, what do you think would happen in your life if you just decide, as a matter of fact, that'll be the new rule for this weekend. Okay. Rule number one for the weekend is you have to tell the truth about everything to everyone. See, now some of you would see, what a great adventure, and you'd embark on it like, yes, I do that anyway all the time. That's why I have no friends. And some of you will say, this guy is crazy. What does he want from me? And yet I'll tell you something. Until we can get to a place where this becomes once again the preferred behavior, we can't heal ourselves as a society. Now, I said before, I haven't come here to fix you. I don't have to fix you. But we have an opportunity to heal ourselves. And healing ourselves is not the same as fixing ourselves. because we don't have to fix anything to be healed. And that's the first thing that will heal us, is to know that we don't have to fix anything. In the moment that we stop trying to fix things, we're healed, if we're willing to tell the truth about it. See, if we're willing to tell the truth about the fact that we don't need to be fixed, that sounds like this. Hello, I'm Neil, and I don't need fixing. Thank you very much. I'm perfectly wonderful just the way I am. I'm past perfectly wonderful. Truth be told, I'm magnificent. I'm past magnificent. Truth be told, I am the life and the way. Follow me. Or if you prefer, I'll follow you. How many of you could say, I am the life and the way. Follow me. Yet if you lived your life as who you truly are, if you owned your own magnificence, the magnificence you've experienced inside of you in many of the moments of your life, if you owned that, claimed that, declared it, shared it, if you shared with everyone the most magnificent thought you ever held about yourself, you could say, I am the life and the way. Follow me. Come on. Let's go through the thicket together. Come on. Follow me. I'll lead the way. Follow me. There are those who would say that it is arrogant to utter such words. Then there are those who would say that it is blessed to live a life that would allow such words to be uttered. There are those who see the world as it is and ask, why? And there are those who see the world as it could be and ask, why not? Those of you who have chosen to join us equally share a glorious opportunity. The opportunity to be the answer to the question, why not? And the opportunity to provide that answer by providing us with your truth. Your truth about who you really are and how it really is.